are a few competing theories for why Brian Thomas is struggling. Some obvious, some less obvious, but still notable. One is that he's been playing hurt. So we get it. If you're not 100% playing hurt, you're not going to be necessarily as productive as if you were close to 100%. A second issue that people raise is that last year, Mac Jones was at quarterback when Thomas had his best games, and that was primarily during the fantasy playoffs, although Jones started other games and Thomas did fine in most of those other games, getting double-digit points. But he really broke through in the fantasy playoffs with Mac Jones. He had about 80 points across weeks 15 through 17. It's an incredible clip that he had. I had him on my team. I mean, it was incredible. And that the theory is that with Mac Jones no longer under center, now in San Francisco, with Trevor Lawrence back at the helm, Thomas is simply not as good. The chemistry with Lawrence is not as strong. Third theory is that the presence of Travis Humphrey, the number two overall pick in the last draft, has had an impact on Thomas, that he's no longer just trying to one-up Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk playing the first eight games last season before getting knocked out for the year. Instead, he's trying to compete with Travis Hunter, a more, seemingly more talented receiver, even as a rookie. Now, Hunter didn't break through until his last game and then got hurt. So I don't really buy into that as a theory. I think that Thomas arguably had the opportunity to be the 1A against a still acclimating Travis Hunter in the opening weeks. Didn't do it for reasons shared, particularly that he was hurt. I think that's one big reason why. But I think all those theories kind of miss one of the bigger kind of larger kind of scopes of what we're talking about here. The larger scope is that the Jaguars last year averaged about seven fewer points scored than points given up. They were largely playing from behind. And that impacted Brian Thomas's usage. Of his 133 some odd targets last year, 85 came when they were trailing. He had six of his 10 scores. He had about 950 of his almost 1,300 yards. He had 55 of his 87 catches. So this was the guy who was called upon to play an outsized role when it mattered most, which was when they were trailing. Now, this season, they're only averaging one less point score than points given up. They're 5-3. A majority of time, they're either tied or winning. And so there's less of a need for Trevor Lawrence to pass in those instances. They can afford to establish the run game. And Thomas can take a little more of a backseat in the offense, not entirely, but a little more. And you could argue that that is then showing up a little bit in his targets. Now, he's not as efficient. He's only catching half his targets. And he's you know, dropping the ball sometimes. And it's some of that, I think, really is injury-related. I would say that you know, I would want to give him the benefit of the doubt on that front and say it is not simply because he's not a good receiver. That, to me, is a less valid reason than he's playing hurt. And once he gets back to full health, presumably at the start of next season, we will see what's closer to the Thomas of 2024. Some would argue, said that Mac Jones played a big part of that. I disagree. What Thomas did with Trevor Lawrence under center was arguably more impressive, at least more efficient, and in that way, more impressive. When Mac Jones was under center last year, Thomas averaged 1.93 fantasy points per target, which is solid. When Trevor Lawrence was under center, Thomas averaged 2.36 fantasy points per target, almost half a point more. How is that possible? Well, he scored more, had five touchdowns. So on a per, maybe not scored more, but in terms of the touchdowns had a more outsized kind of role in keeping him afloat as a fantasy commodity, whereas towards the stretch run, he was getting double-digit targets every week, starting in week 13. The touchdowns were fantastic, but he was also putting up huge yardage and getting a lot more catches. So his floor was automatically high just from that, even if you take away the touchdowns. Earlier in the season, he had only one 100-plus yard game under Trevor Lawrence, but he did score five times. He was highly efficient. I think in every single game that he played with Trevor Lawrence, he didn't have more than six catches. Then when Mac Jones took over, he had seven plus for the final five games that Jones started. The efficiency is what interests me. That apples and oranges, if Mac Jones is getting a lot more targets, but he's doing slightly less per target, and with Trevor Lawrence, he's getting fewer targets, but he's doing more with those targets, even with Christian Kirk playing with him in those first 8 weeks. Remember, Thomas didn't have to worry about Christian Kirk when Mac Jones was under center. Then it's more impressive to me that he could average 2.36 fantasy points per target facing the quote-unquote adversity. If we believe that Trevor Lawrence is a net negative compared to Mac Jones under center, then that's pretty impressive that he was that good. And imagining what would have happened in a full season without Christian Kirk, if it was just Brian Thomas and he was commanding true alpha level targets, not just, a shared alpha role with Christian Kirk kind of target level. That brings us to this year. He's averaging only 1.43 fantasy points per target, way below where he was last year with Jones and way, way below where he was with Trevor Lawrence. Hunter's breakout game aside, Thomas has had opportunities to be the alpha in this offense this year. I think, again, injuries, not talent, are the big reason why he has struggled. His targets have been up. I think a healthy Thomas would have capitalized on that huge target share that he had, especially in those first 6 weeks. Started to dwindle in the last couple of games, and would have been a much more successful fantasy asset. The target share is impressive, especially in light of the fact that this team started 4-1. And so he was getting more targets than he was last year with Trevor Lawrence under center, even though they were playing from behind. And that showed a certain command that he held on that offense, which I think people don't really appreciate. Going forward, if this team continues to be kind of a 500 level team, maybe they have a winning record, but maybe they're giving up about as many points as they're getting, then so much hinges on if or when Travis Hunter returns. Because now that Jacoby Myers is on the team, I'm not as concerned about Myers taking too much of a target share from Thomas. A healthy Thomas can still be the alpha in this offense. Jacoby Myers has been an alpha before, but he's been kind of a subdued alpha. He's been kind of an 800, 900 yard alpha in the sense that he's not the kind of guy that gets you 30 plus points in a given week. That's unusual. Even 22 plus points, I think, is pretty unusual for someone like Myers. I don't know how many times he's at 20 plus in his career, but I don't think it's many. I would assume that throughout his career, he has fewer than Thomas has had in 1.5 seasons. I think Thomas has a net advantage with Myers right now playing alongside him than he did with Hunter playing alongside him, provided that Thomas gets healthy. For me, that's the only issue. I would invest in Thomas right now. I would buy low on Thomas. You could probably buy very low, with the understanding that, yes, the risk is there. He's inefficient. This team is not playing from behind enough, and Thomas is not doing enough. But once he gets healthy, I think Thomas will reassert himself as the alpha as long as Hunter is out. And I think that the efficiency will come back into play as a result, and he will be closer to where he was last year, maybe not 2.4 whatever fantasy points per target, but I think 1.8 to 1.9, just shy of where he was towards the end of last season, is very realistic. And as a result, a healthy Thomas and get a couple extra touchdowns, a few extra catches, and before you know it, he's back to being a top 18, top 16 wide receiver. Not near elite, but you're not investing in a guy right now who's going to be near elite. You're investing in a guy who can be a weekly starter, and if you can pay slightly less than weekly starter price for him, I think it'll pay off at the end. BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. You know me anytime. See you tomorrow.